Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you, Rod, for bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Computer is our friend and our guest this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine is a more than 8-year member of our Brain Trust. Her books are outstanding. Breakthrough Branding is one. It's got a beautiful zebra right on the front of it. I love that color, that cover. That's right. And then you are a brand. Is there a new edition out on that one?
There's a new edition. There's a new second edition. I added several new chapters on virtual branding on social media.
Right.
And some new stories and new research and some new ideas.
So check that out, folks. And those are available wherever books are sold. And your own website, Catherine.
That's right. My website is selfbrand.com. selfbrand.com.
Check that out. Okay. So, one of the things that I feel that I've benefited from in my career, Catherine, and I know you're a lot younger than me, but I know you've been around a little while, and you and I have had the benefit of coming up in a marketplace where an awful lot of business, a lot of communication is done face-to-face.
Right.
And I'd like to pride myself in being able to sit in front of someone and being able to tell how things are going so far.
Right.
Am I getting through? Are they listening? Are they ready for me to go? I mean, I don't know how many times I've taken a cue, not by what they said, but what they were doing, how they looked. And I'm not a scientist in that way. I don't know any statistics. I mean, I don't know any technical stuff. I just know how I feel, the way I see people behave. Body language is a big deal, was a big deal in my career. I'm sure it was in yours. As we do more digital stuff and more virtual stuff, I wonder if we're losing that skill. What do you think?
Yeah, we're losing some of it, but, you know, even over the telephone, they say, for example, they did tests at Harvard Business School that people that did power poses before they did a telephone interview or a telephone sales call did better because their voices
power poses,
and they connected with people. So it can make a difference.
Tell us what a power pose is.
Well, a power pose is an expansive pose, so open chest, leaning in, the V sign with your hands outstretched, like the victory sign.
Right,
all
right.
of those are power poses, and they research shows they make you more confident. They change your body chemistry when you do those, so it kind of makes you feel that, you know, you're on top of the world, that you're confident, that things are going well.
I do that without didn't realize I was doing it the right thing. But I just take deep breaths. I focus if I have a really important call coming up, and I say a little prayer sometimes. I just say, give me strength, give me understanding, and then I go for it. So, but body language. Back to the body language thing. The face to face. You've been tracking some recent research.
Right, yeah, exactly. So when you're face-to-face with someone, you know, you want to lean in and listen to them. One of the things they talk about is fronting. You know, you want to not approach them from an angle. So if your chair is at an angle to the person, adjust your chair so that, you know, you're face-to-face, that your torso is aimed at the person, because that basically helps you connect with the other person. One of the other things you can do is they say show your hands. You know, your hands
can
are your hands.
Let me stop you for a second. I want to come back to the show your trust indicators.
Okay, great.
So, because I think one of the things, and this is just my aggressive nature, Catherine, but I'm the kind of person that without knowing that I was supposed to do it, I would walk into an office and if I was offered two or three seats, I would look and I would choose the one that I felt put me in the best position. And I would say something like, is it okay if I sit here?
Right, right.
And I think that's okay to do that. I mean, you're not being aggressive. You might, what you're saying about the trust indicator and positioning yourself.
Right.
Look around the room, and as you say, make sure you put yourself in a position where you can do yourself the most good. Right.
It's actually true, and it's funny. You know, a recruiter years ago told me that when she's interviewing a new candidate for a job, she looks to see where the person sits, because a confident person will do exactly what you did, will look around the room and choose a good chair to sit in where they can connect with the other person, where they can see them straight on. The other thing that's interesting is, you know, in the research they say, don't sit on the sofa. So if you have a choice,
right,
and there's somebody that
right.
has a sofa and then side chairs, choose a chair, particularly because chairs tend to be higher
yeah.
than the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
You sink into the sofa, and when you sink in, that's low power.
Right.
So you want to take the high position.
What's another thing you've learned?
Well, I think, you know, this whole idea of showing your hands, your trust indicators, so don't keep your hands in your pocket. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
it subconsciously conveys to
yeah.
people that you have something to
hands
hide.
Hands out of your pockets at all times. Go ahead.
Right, at all times. So, you know, and this thing, kind of lean into the other person. Another thing that's very powerful is this whole idea of matching what other people do. You know, this whole idea of mimicry in a subtle way.
I call it being a chameleon.
Yeah, being a chameleon.
I've made
so
a living out of being
nodding,
a chameleon in sales.
Right, you wait a couple seconds but nod back. And there's a lot of research that shows, you know, it sounds superficial,
mm-hmm.
but people connect because they think, oh, that person's like me. It's a subconscious thing. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, and they say super salesmen do it naturally. They don't even think about it, but they get on the same wavelength as the other person.
Folks, there's so much to this. And young people, please, if your career's not going well, you might could use some tips from somebody older about face-to-face. It's something to think about. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.